Here we go. Lots of fun this morning. We do it every Friday, Flugelhorn Friday, brought to you by H&D Home Care and Cleaning Services, delivering comprehensive deep cleaning for a spotless, hygienic home. And if you find yourself just too busy with work and other commitments and you're frustrated because you just can't get to that cleaning, well, let H&D Home Care and Cleaning Services clean. Whether it's a once-in-a-while deep clean or you need somebody every week to clean up everything that you and your family are messing up. The number is 217-8650, 217-8650, or visit hdhomecarecleaning.com.
All right, good morning, Steve McKay.
As an example, I hate to say this because I love the little kitty so, but little Eli has a bit of a history of doing his business in places where he shouldn't be doing his business.
Oh,
so
no.
I may need to give your friends a call.
Well, wow. They'll take care of you.
So how long has this been going on?
Not long. It's very odd. He's never done this before, but now he's picked out a spot in the corner of the basement. So we're actually trying to remedy the situation today because Mama is not happy.
No. Though, corner of the basement is better than corner of the bedroom.
Very true. I tried to give her that perspective. It didn't fly very well.
That's really interesting. Eli's trying to tell you something about that spot in the basement.
Yeah.
Mm. So what if we move the kitty box to that spot? Would that be good?
It might not be a bad idea to try that, see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay, because I think that's a more reasonable alternative than some that Judy is suggesting at this point.
Oh, is she suggesting that you move into the basement with Eli?
Exactly. It's either the cat or you.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. All right. Well, we've been thinking a lot about the clue you sent yesterday was complex.
It was like a favorable but dismissive view of a genre of music. Is that right?
Well, it's kind of the opposite of that. And I have to say, out of all the clues I've ever given, I think I'm the most proud of this one. So let me play it for you first, because you might have a green light. You might have a light bulb moment right off. And then I think that clue will make sense to you. But let me play it for you and see what you think.
Well, I ain't got no green light.
Well, nothing's going off for me either. Yeah.
No. Okay. Hints go like this. 1974 is your time period. July, to be more specific.
Wow.
1974. It is a dismissive yet favorable view of a music format. That's the clue I'm really proud of. A dismissive yet favorable view of a music format. And number three, this might help. What happens when a rock wall falls down?
What happens when a rock wall falls down? Okay.
Let me play it for you again. Here we go.
Okay. The only thing I can think of, you said 1974. Mm-hmm. To go along with that tempo, the first thing that popped in my head was Rock On by David Essex, but I know that's not the right answer. That's all I got. Mike? Yeah.
I think you got it.
I don't know.
No?
I don't.
He can hum the tune. He can mimic it, but we don't know what it is.
That melody's going to be in my head all day.
Yeah, we are stumped.
You're singing the melody perfectly there, Mike Dow. Do you want the answer?
Yes.
Okay, so a dismissive yet favorable view of a musical format. You know, it's only rock and roll, but I like it.
Oh, the Rolling Stones.
On.
It's only rock and roll, but I like it.
Wow.
Yeah, yes.
That's great.
It's only rock and roll, but I like it. A dismissive but favorable view of a music format.
Wow.
What happens when a rock wall falls down? You get Rolling Stones.
Wow. Would you like a little arcane trivia about that song?
Oh. Please do. I love it.
Okay. It was actually written by Ronnie Wood. Mick and Keith took it from him because Ronnie wasn't officially a member of the Stones yet. It was recorded in the basement of Ronnie's house, and that is not Charlie Watts on drums. It is future member of The Who, Kenny Jones.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Wow. It sounds like kind of a garage type of recording, the acoustics, but that is one of those songs that I simply, speaking for myself, I could listen to that 100 times and everyone never get sick of it. I love that song.
Yeah, that's a good tune.
I think we might have to hear that coming up.
Absolutely. So it's the opening lyric there.
All right.
And Mike, you had the melody.
All right. Well, but that was a challenge. Wow, you got us good. And a big thank you to H&D Home Care and Cleaning Services, delivering comprehensive deep cleaning services. Whether it's something you want all the time or just one-time deep cleaning, visit hdhomecarecleaning.com.